The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
In my first year of the Hawza, when I had this first class on Ilm al-Kalam, on theology, we had about 3 or 4 years of this course. My teacher had gone through on the board what's called the chain of thought. And he went through a 6-link chain with me that I want to go through with all of you tonight very quickly. It's usually I take 2 classes when I teach a course on the subject. I take about 2 classes to really explain this chain. I don't have that kind of time. Time flies, I'm amongst the beloved. He says, initially now, the first link of the 6-link chain of thought is that we have a thought in our head. Thousands of thought enter our mind. Thousands of thought a day, subconscious, consciously, doesn't matter. If ever we stop to think how much activity our brain goes through, we'd be in wonders. Even while we're sleeping, our brain is going. Some experts of neurology say that 95% of our daily life is done subconsciously. That's scary. I remember when I used to work overnight shift from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. I love that shift so much. It's nice. No dress code, no management. You and 3 people. After 3 a.m., there's no work. You're paid full. MashaAllah. Pizza place open till 3 o'clock in the morning. It's beautiful. But that drive home at 8 a.m. after a 10-hour shift is a tough one. And literally, I remember some mornings, I would start my car at my job, end up on my driveway, and I have no idea what happened in between. When I actually became conscious, I wasn't passed out, but when I became conscious, I was on my driveway. I'm like, how'd I get here? I was able to south, make a right, make a left, this and that. Literally, the brain shuts off and muscle memory now takes over. 95%, some doctors say. Now, we have control of what happens inside of our subconscious. So my teacher said the first thing that happens is that a thought appears in our head. Could be a random thought, could be a conscious thought. I wonder where he's been this whole time. I wonder about this. I wonder about that. I wonder about the people right now in Karbala. I wonder about what's happening right now in Afghanistan. I wonder about all these things. Tomorrow, for example, what do I want for breakfast? What's my schedule for the day of Ashura? Where am I going on Shabi Ashur? Thoughts enter, thoughts leave. What am I doing after Muharram and Safar? When will I go back to Hajj? Will Hajj ever happen? Again, it will, inshallah, hopefully. And thoughts enter and thoughts leave. He says there are some thoughts that we are inclined towards that linger in our head. And that's the second link. So from thoughts, he says, to inclination. From fikr to mail. Mail meaning we have this desire toward it. It won't leave our mind. So initially now somebody talks about, for example, the Hajj experience. And you think, wow, you know what? I've never really thought, you know, should I go for Hajj? It's possible, blah, 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 this and that. The talk is over. The guy has left your presence. Weeks pass by. You're still thinking about Hajj, 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 Hajj. Then you think about dates and you think about this. Can I get time off? Blah, blah, blah. How much is it? What's the best group? Blah, blah, blah. So while that initial thought is gone, the thought remains inside of you. Okay? Now there are some thoughts that enter our mind and leave our mind. Now if I can continue this Hajj example, the third link is that it is in my mind so much I'm inclined to the point where I sign up for Hajj. So I go from fikr to mail to fi'il. Follow the chain. So the first three of 6 links now. A thought, inclination, then action. That action doesn't happen until I'm inclined to it. Now I start asking around. You call me, say, you went for Hajj. Yes, I did. How was it? Would you recommend that group, this group, blah, blah, blah? Yes. Then he starts going online, filling out forms. He actually now begins to convert what was once a thought into actual action. He's moving towards signing up for Hajj. Talks to his boss, 3 weeks off, arranges for the kids to be babysat. Him and his wife now, let's go for Hajj. Perfect. Now action happens. Okay? The fourth link now is khulq. Where now that action now repeats itself over and over and over again. It becomes part of your habits. Khulq, by the way, is where akhlaq comes from. Right? Someone's akhlaq doesn't just appear like that. There's work done on someone's akhlaq. That's why from when you're a child, you're taught by your mom or dad, hopefully, about these small, little, basic, little akhlaqi points. Right? Oh, my mom would always tell me, whenever I enter a room, jao salam bolo, jao salam bolo. Tum se bade hain, jao salam bolo. Go say salam. And she still does it. I go, mom, come on, man. I'm a father of three. And then, you know, she starts to talk English. I don't care. I don't care if you're father of three. Go say salam to him. And now to the point where it's a habit of mine. It's part of my akhlaq. I'm not talking about my akhlaq, but I'm saying it happens after constant repetition. So what's built into the fi'il is takrar, repetition, repetition, repetition. It happens enough to the point where it becomes part of your behavior, part of your akhlaq, part of your ethics. That's the fourth link. The fifth link is malaka, which is known as disposition. So follow the link, guys. I hope I'm not losing all of you, right? Fikr, mi'il, fi'il, khulq, malaka. All from one thought. A thought, inclination, action, habit, disposition. Now, you've done it so many times, you do it without thinking. Disposition is when it's so ingrained inside of you, you don't even have to think twice about it. And the final one, really where I want to really bring the point home, the sixth link is thought. Is your essence. Is the I talked about yesterday. Meaning what? It becomes so part of your akhlaq and behavior, you repeat it so many times that you end up now doing it without thinking about it to the point where you're known as that act. Oh. And by the way, this link, this chain can apply to good habits and also bad habits. You go from gambling a few times to becoming a gambler. Now you're known as a gambler. It's reached your essence level. Now you are a gambler, no longer gamble anymore. You go from smoking to becoming a smoker, drinking to becoming an alcoholic. You go from praying to becoming an abd of Allah. Do you see that link there? Fikr, ma'il, fi'il, khulq, malaka, dhat. Six links to a chain. Meaning it's possible the power of one thought could actually dictate to you who you become. Allahu Akbar. That's scary. Now the ulama have said that from the first link to about the fourth link, from fikr to khulq, from thought to behavior, takes about 40 days, that magical 40 number. 40 days, you do something over and over and over again, it becomes ingrained inside of you. Keep in mind the hadith I presented to you in the beginning. It went from qasadani to what? To rahmati. From the thought of me to my mercy. This goes from a point of fikr all the way to your thought. Thought meaning your essence. We're no longer talking about your physical being, how tall you are, right? The color of your eyes, forget all that. Now it's who you are. The I from yesterday. These are carefully selected and put together lectures. They're all linked together. Now what do we do about this now? His entire purpose behind telling us this class was that when you talk about deen or religion in general, be it Islam or Judaism or Christianity, the deen doesn't come in this chain. The deen is found before the chain. Meaning what? Thoughts don't just appear in our head. This is where I want your attention. Especially my young guys. I see you in the gym. It's not just appearing inside of you. There are triggers of thoughts. Things that trigger our thoughts. People that trigger our thought. People that place words in our heads. The media, for example. Our circle of influence, for example. The religion, the Ahlul Bayt, the Quran. Ourselves. Our tragedy, our triumph, our family, the environment, social media, all of these are what? Triggers of thoughts. And so while sometimes you can't control what's in your thoughts, you can control your triggers. Not all of them.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen Ghafur Shakur Wadud Qayyim وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.